Hey, good morning. This is Jim Gaffney. Thanks for checking in with the mortgage guy here. We are, I guess about 3 weeks deep into the new corona era here as humans, but also as working professionals in the mortgage and real estate industry. And I just wanted to get a couple tips out there for people in the industry, people familiar with real estate, maybe even consumers interested in purchasing or refinancing a home. Just go over a couple key items that are taking place both in the mortgage market at a higher level, as well as at the granular level of what it takes to qualify in this environment compared to the previous environment before the compression here with Corona. So let's start with underwriting. Let's start with talking about what a buyer is experiencing when they are taking application, different than before coronavirus. So there's a lot of weight right now on lenders for delivery, for what we would call execution or delivery of quality loans that are being paid. So what's happening is, due to the unemployment, there's a lot of people who are asking to not pay allowably, asking to not pay their mortgages from the CARES Act that was put into place. And that's great. They're going into what they call forbearance, where they're not going to make a payment for a couple months. So, short story, that's squeezing lenders to really, going forward, make sure that they're really, really making the best quality loans that they can for people in essential jobs that are not going to default, who are not going to lose their employment, lose their income. So what that means is, when they're underwriting a loan for a new applicant, they're going to be stricter. So what might have been allowable, a month and a half ago, it's just not allowable today. When I talk about what's allowable, I mean like debt to income ratios are getting tighter. Principal mortgage insurance has increased a lot, also known as PMI. So the insurers, the principal mortgage insurance companies, are tightening their ropes on quality and on risk. So that person that might have qualified 3 weeks ago may not qualify today because their debt ratios will be too high. So qualifying criteria is getting a lot stricter. I would encourage you, if you're a real estate agent and you're listening to this and you have had a buyer pre-approved within the past couple of weeks, you may want to have them go back to the, actually, you know what? You may not, you don't want to may, you definitely want to have them revisit that pre-approval 100%. Okay. PMI has increased. Debt ratio allowances have tightened. Credit score requirements have increased. So certain buckets, certain loan to value buckets, depending on their down payment, have tightened. So quite a few things taking place on the approval side, and that goes for purchases and refinances. We're actually seeing several banks pulling back from doing cash out refinances. We've already seen a lot of the big players out there, some of the largest banks in the country, pull back from doing non-conforming loans, which is loan sizes over the conforming loan limits, typically, just as a guide, over $514,000. In most regions, would put you into what they call a non-conforming or a jumbo loan space, and we're seeing a pullback from those loans even being available. There's certainly a tightening coming up on FHA loans and VA loans as far as originating those loan products. So they're getting, I use the word squeezed again, but they're getting squeezed for quality. So just a really high level of awareness of what's taking place with origination. So please have patience. You have lenders who are working from home with their families. So obviously you need them 7 days a week, but they're also managing a couple kids possibly at home and homeschooling and home teaching their children. You have title companies who really don't want to be face-to-face with too many people, so they're rearranging closing models. You have notaries that are going to people's kitchen tables now instead of having them come in. We're seeing a lot of drive-through closings where they're setting up a table in the parking lot of the title company, and people are actually driving their car up to that table and signing documents in their car for closing. So there's a lot of arrangements are being made to just make this all happen. And I think really the best thing right now to have is just education of the preparedness, and then the education to install patience in everybody involved, and we'll continue to make it through it. And ironically, interest rates are phenomenal right now. It's probably one of the best times to buy homes. Supply demand. I mean, we had this market shift taking place, and now you have just an extreme buyer's market. I mean, sellers are just cannot grab enough buyers right now. There's just not enough out there due to the fear of the what if. So typically, your typical home buyer today in the middle of the corona world, we'll call it, they're just not waking up on a Sunday and saying, let's go spend a couple $100,000 and buy a house. I mean, there's just other things on people's mind to protect their family and protect their employment. However, it's a great time to buy a house. Home prices are steady, and you have a lot of sellers who may have to leave. They have some urgency to their goals, which means they may have to come down a little bit in price. So you're getting really good deals out there. Very few buyers in the market right now due to the coronavirus. So if you have stable employment, you're confident in your employment, rates are super, super low. So buying a home today at today's low rates typically are going to give you about $30,000 to maybe $40,000 more in house than what you would have had about 6 weeks ago because of the low interest rates. I'll say that again. If you're purchasing a home today, you're going to get about $30,000 to $40,000 more house, meaning you can finance about $30,000 to $40,000 more in sales price for the same payment that you would have had about 6 weeks ago. So you're gaining more house, or you can take the same purchase price that you were interested in and simply have a lower payment, giving you more affordability. So can't emphasize enough the strength of the timing to buy. Again, if you're comfortable with your job, your stability, your income, excellent time to buy. I wish I could take questions on this format of podcast, but I can't, because I do get a lot of questions about everything. But I'll say the most popular question that I'd want to answer again, I did this in a Facebook video update the other day, but this is related to the questions around what's this forbearance that we're hearing about? Why did 88,000 people apply for forbearance in the last 3 days with one servicer alone? So when you hear the word forbearance, guys, please, this is not a get out of jail free card to not pay your mortgage. This is not a, you don't owe this money. This forbearance allowance, as noted by the CARES Act that was put into place for mortgage relief for homeowners, is designed for people who are extremely, extremely impacted by the coronavirus, that is 100% preventing them from making their mortgage payment for the next 90 days. This is not for somebody who just wants to break, somebody who has, maybe a heightened concern level. This is not for you. This is for people who actually are going to go into default, who have exhausted all other efforts, all other money, have already contacted their credit card companies about rearranging their credit cards. Your mortgage is an extremely important debtor, okay? More important than credit cards. It holds a lot more weight. If you default on your mortgage, they can foreclose on you. If you default on your credit card, well, you're going to go into collections and you'll repay them at some point, and life goes on. So it's so important to understand this forbearance allowance does have to be paid back, okay? You're going to get a letter after 3 months from your specific investor or your servicer, and they're going to say, you owe us this money back. Would you like to pay it over 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months? They're going to give you some type of scenario And it's very important that you understand this is not being quote unquote tacked on to the back of your loan. That's not going to take place. In 99% of the scenarios, they're not adding that debt onto the back of your loan. So if you're struggling paying it now, fast forward 90 days and you get a check in the mail for $6,000, bill in the mail for $6,000 saying you owe us those 3 months mortgage payments. You can add $1,000 a month to your next three payments or your next six payments. That's kind of a hiccup, right? Not a lot of people can just go ahead and add that and pay that. So strong words of encouragement about the forbearance process. Please do not file. Do not sit on hold for 2 hours trying to apply for forbearance if, in fact, you absolutely don't need it. And when I say don't, I mean, you know, exhausting whatever you can. If it means borrowing against your 401, there's penalty-free allowances right now for early withdrawals out of 401s. There's allowances to borrow from 401s with most plan administrators without having to make a payment for the next 12 months. So please look at these resources to utilize first before you go into forbearance, because I promise you, you will have to pay that back, and it's probably not going to be on convenient terms. And that's something I want to get out to you. So forbearance, try to stay away from it. If you can, muscle through whatever you need to. Even if you made a partial payment, you know, still do that. Just because if you do go into the forbearance, that doesn't mean you don't have to make a payment. You know, you can still make a partial payment to lighten the blow on what will be the repayment of that debt. Okay. So, but listen, mortgage guy over here, thanks for tuning in. Just wanted to keep everybody up to speed with what's taking place with the coronavirus as it relates to home lending. Those are just a few tips on some things that we're seeing out there. So thanks for listening. Call me if I can help, guys. Have a great day.